Mishnah Yomis for Sunday, the 27th day of Nisan, Tovshin Pei Dalet. Masechta Nazir Perek Tashi Mishnah Hay, and the Siyum of Masechta Nazir. We're going to learn about a machlekes regarding Shmuel Hanavi. Was he really a Nazir or not? Chana davened for a child, and she said, she made a vow, and she said, Imra Oitire Be'oni Amasecha, if you will please see the pain of your maidservant, and remember me, do not forget your maidservant, and if you will give your maidservant zera anoshim, seed of man, then unasativ l'Hashem kol mechayev, I will give him to Hashem all the days of his life, umoira layala al rosha, and a moira will not go upon his hair or upon his head. There's machlokes tanoim, what does moira mean? Although it's spelt mem vav resh hay, does it mean a razor, a shaver, should not go on his head? In other words, he's to be a nazir. Or does moira mean fear? Even though there's a hay at the end of it, does it mean fear? The Tosfos Yom Tov writes that because there is a machlokes chachamim as to whether he was a nazir or not, for this reason, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, the Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, only put this at the end of the Masechta, and that's because of this machlokes. Says the Mishnah, Nazir Hoyo Shmuel. The first opinion is that Shmuel was indeed a Nazir. And therefore, what's the significance of that? If a person says, Harini ki Shmuel, he says, I want to be like Shmuel, that declaration means he is a Nazir. The Rambam writes, Shmuel Haramati was a Nazir Olam, a Nazir that was unlimited forever. And therefore, if he says, Harini ki Shmuel Haramati, or I'm like Ben Chana, or I'm like the son of Elkanah, or Elkanah was the father, or like the son, I'm going to be like the man who sliced Agag, the king of Amalek in Gilgal, or anything like this, he is automatically a Nazir Olam. That's how the Rambam paskens. This is Kedivrei Rabbi Nehoroi. Says the Mishnah, these are the words of Rabbi Nehoroi. That's what he rules, that Shmuel was a Nazir. Shenemar, as it says, in the vow that Chana made to Hashem, Umoira loyal al Rosha. There will not be a Moira on his head, No shaver, no moira on his head. Therefore, he was dedicated right from birth to be a Nazir. How do you know what moira means? Continues the Mishnah. Namar b'shim shoyna u'moira. It says in the words of the angel to the wife of Manoach, you will conceive and have a child. U'moira loyal rosha. Exactly the same word appears. And it continues, ki nazir elakim yanar. The child will be a Nazir. Benamar b'Shmuel u'moira, and it says when Chana made the vow, and a moira will not go upon his head. Ma moira ha'moira b'Shimshon nazir, just like the word moira, which is said by Shimshon, means a shaver, because he was a nazir. As the pasuk continues, Nazir l'kim yanar, af moira ha'moira b'Shmuel nazir. So the word moira, which is mentioned in Chana's prayer to Hashem, as far as Shmuel, means also Nazir. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi says, no, Bahaloi ein moira ela shel basav adam. Rabbi Yossi argues, he says, no, Shmuel was not dedicated to be a Nazir by his mother. What she was saying was, I will dedicate my son to Hashem, and ein moira, that there will be no, and a moira meaning fear, there will be no fear of man on his head. He will not fear man. He'll only fear Hashem, not man. Amala Rabbi Neroi says back to Rabbi Yossi, V'halok v'nemar, doesn't it say, V'ayomer Shmuel eich eilech v'shomar Shaul v'haragoni? How can I go and anoint David, which he was told to by Hashem? How can I do this? If Shaul hears about it, he will kill me. Clearly, he was afraid. Shekvar hoyol of Meresh al Bosav Adam. So we see that Shmuel did have fear of a Bosav Adam, of a human being, of Shaul. And if Chana meant that she's dedicating him to Hashem and that no fear of man will fall upon him, are you going to say that her prophecy or her words are not fulfilled? And therefore, says Rabbi Neroi, Moira means like it does by the story of Shmuel. His mother was told by the Malach Moira, it means a razor or shaver. No, that the hair will not be cut. And therefore, indeed, he was a Nazir, as the Rambam paskened. Shmuel Novi was a Nazir. We move to a new Masechta, Masechta Soita, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. What is a Soita? A Soita is a woman who's been warned by either two Adim or one Adim. One Adim, we'll see machlekes about that, not to appear in hiding with a certain man, with another man. And afterwards, she went into hiding with that man. And there were witnesses that watched her go into hiding with another man. Then the husband can bring those witnesses to court to testify that he has warned her and that he is, and that she was then seen going in private with that man. And therefore, we say the kohenim give her the special water to drink that's mixed with it, has Hashem's name blotted in it, and we see what happens to her. If she dies, then obviously she was a soita. If she survives, then she's mutter to go back to her husband, and it shows that she was innocent. We're going to hear, learn in our Mishnah Machlokes as to how many Adim are required for the warning and how many Adim are required for to testify that she went into hiding with another man to make her at the din of a soita. Says the Mishnah, Hamekane Lishta, a person who warns his wife not to appear with a certain man. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Mekane Lo Al Pishnai. He says that the husband will need two witnesses that he warned his wife in front of them. And if he does not have those two witnesses, then the warning is invalid. And she won't be forbidden to him, even if she was seen afterwards by two witnesses going into hiding with that man. Umashke Al Pirachad. But to give her to drink the waters, that even one witness will be sufficient. If she was seen afterwards, after he warned her in front of two people, he warned her, then he can give her to drink the waters that will bring that curse upon her if she's in, based on one witness alone who saw her go into hiding. In fact, continues Rabbi Eliezer, Oyal Piatzmai, even by himself. The husband himself comes and says that he saw his wife going to hiding with another man after he gave a warning. You don't need to aid him for the stirrer, for going into hiding with another man. This is, of course, only after he has to aid him, two witnesses that he warned her. If he did not warn her in front of two witnesses, then even if two witnesses come and testify that she was seen in hiding with that man, she will not be a soita. He cannot give her to drink. He can't give her the waters to drink, and she will not be also to him. That's the way our Mishnah stands. However, what's interesting is that the Gemara does bring a brisa that has a different opinion, the reverse opinion of Rabbi in the name of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yisro ben Yehuda quotes Rabbi Eliezer saying differently, the other way around, saying that the kinui, that the warning can be done through one witness or even himself, but the stira, the going into hiding with another man, for that he needs two witnesses. And for that reason, the Gemara brings an opinion that says a person should never tell his wife, warn him, even in privately, don't be seen with that man. Because if the halacha is that version of Rabbi Eliezer, and then his kinu, his warning, is a valid kinu warning, if she does go in hiding with that man, then she becomes osa forever. Because we don't have today the special water to administer to her and make her permitted for her husband. She should be permitted forever. So a person should never do that, not even by himself to warn. Rabbi Yeshua, this is all opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, the way our Mishnah is, different, as I said, to the Brice and the Gemara, but we have now Rabbi Yeshua's opinion. Rabbi Yeshua, Oimer Mekanila al Pishnaim, Umashka al Pishnaim. Rabbi Yeshua says that he has to warn in front of two witnesses, but also he needs two witnesses that she was seen in hiding, and if not, she's not a Seita. The Gemara brings that this machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, whether the husband needs to have witnesses for the hiding as well as the warning, this machlokes is only as far as the warning and the hiding is concerned. But what about the tumah? What about actually seeing that they committed an avera together? Everyone agrees one witness is sufficient for that. And therefore, if he gave a warning and she had mistira, and he has witnesses for that, but only one aide says that he can testify that they went to bed together, that they sinned, that they had an affair, he's believed and she'll be also forever. The husband doesn't even bring it to the waters. She loses her marriage and she loses her ksuba, and that's it. That's because it was one aide. One aide is believed as far as tumah. The Gemara learns from Sukkim why that is the case. How do we know that for one aide? But that's only after there was kinui and stira. There was warning in front of two witnesses, and stira in front of two according to Rabbi Shaw, or one according to Rabbi Eliezer, then 1 8 will be believed as far as the Tumah is concerned.